Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool taking on Arsenal. Massive clash on Friday Night Football. I cannot wait for this one. I'm joined by Chris Pajak. I'm joined by Tom Dutton. It's the Scouse trio of terror in the house.
In the house.
As Tom, look, as mentioned, this is a massive game in the race for top four. We do this all the time. Every game for Liverpool is massive because it's big in our lives. Yeah. But look, this is one of those moments where if Liverpool are going to start to put the pressure on, shift the pressure over to Spurs and to Arsenal, we need to start putting a little bit of distance between us and these teams. Yeah. The fixtures that are lined up, you know, Chelsea have got Everton, which could be a tough one, but whatever. Spurs have got Burnley, you know, there's potential there. Man United, Leicester. Yeah. There's a guarantee that one of us at Arsenal are going to, or both could drop points in this game. So we need to make sure to the best of our ability that we get those 3 points and we start looking up the table rather than over our shoulders.
Definitely. And it's a proven point for us. We had Man City was a proven point. We failed. Yeah. Spurs, proven point. We failed. And I think, look, we've got to come in now where our attackers are on fire. Our defence seems to be sort of assured. And look, if Arsenal had... We're better than Arsenal. I'm not asked. We are better than Arsenal and we should be winning this game. Yeah. We're not better than City. Genuinely, we're not. And look, Spurs, work rate-wise, give us a run for the money. Arsenal, I think we're better than in most aspects of the game.
This is the job for me, Chris, is that will be confirmed, hopefully, come the end of the season. Look, we took a step in the right direction last year. We squeaked in ahead of Arsenal into the Champions League places. This season is literally all about keeping them out because I don't think Arsenal are going to challenge. That title challenge is done for everyone apart from City. I don't think they're going to be second or third. I think there will be. I feel like the way the season's progressing, unless Chelsea have a bit of another big wobble, it's probably us, Arsenal and Spurs battling out for that fourth
place. And I think it will be. I think the potential for any of those sides to get third place as well, to be honest with you. But in all likelihood, I would say it's going to be City, United, Chelsea, and then one of us.
Yeah.
And so, as big a game as it is against Manchester City, as big a game as it is against Manchester United and all them, these are the games that we need to take points off our major rivals going forward. We did it early on in the season. We smashed them in the face. We dicked them in the eye. We beat them 4-0. Yeah. We loved it.
Yeah.
Now we've got to go away at the Emirates and do exactly the same.
Yeah.
And let's not fool ourselves. I don't think they'll play three at the back against us this time.
No.
That didn't work out for them last time. They've moved to a 4-2-3-1. They've managed to get a decent result against Newcastle, where I think they won 1-0 against Newcastle. They obviously drew the game before that. They're not in the best form, but we should go down there and just exact our will on them and just show them that we're the better side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think, as you were saying as well, Tom, we've just not been good enough in the big games. And this is the thing. We've gotten better at the games that we were dropping lots of points in previous seasons. But we need to strike the balance. I think the top teams, you don't do what we did last season. You know, our form against the top six sides was unbelievable.
It's unsustainable,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to lose games. You're going to draw games against really good teams because they've got just as much ability to beat you as we have of beating them. But we do need to strike a healthier balance between putting away the sides you're meant to put away, but also keeping the other big boys at bay by flexing your muscles and showing that you're bigger and better. Psychologically speaking, that's why this game for me is so big, is because it means that Arsenal all of a sudden are going, it's 4 points. Now look, that's been shrinking, growing and contracting a lot in the last month or so. But you go into January and we go back to 13-14. I remember we started to hit form in the January that season. Obviously we battered Arsenal along the way. And what Liverpool need to get into now is keeping this unbeaten run going, keeping the points ticking over, so that Arsenal, look, Arsenal find a great run of form, as we know they can do.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, there's a gap, and they're winning games, but we're winning, and you start to demoralise them. That needs, for me, needs that we need to start putting that in place now, so that when we kick into the new
that's
year.
That's the worst thing about like being in a race for something in the league, isn't it? I mean, you're looking at it, and you're just seeing all the time, we're winning games. Oh, fucking hell, they've won again.
Yeah.
And it is, you're exactly right, Paul. It's fucking demoralising for them.
Yeah.
The fact is as well, we've had a bit of a hoodoo on them. You know, it's been five games, I think, where we haven't lost. We've won the last three against them. We smashed them last time out. We've obviously had the late winner at the Emirates. Was it last season, the 4-3? First game of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they've struggled against us because they match up with us so well, and they're not going to sit back and defend, and that's great for us.
Yeah.
But they can still score goals on us. Let's not kid ourselves.
That's the thing. It's going to be, as much as I'm confident, it's going to be tough, and it all depends on how they come out at us, because, look, we've came up against a lot of low block sides this season. City came out at us, and, look, albeit it was a red card for Mane that changed the whole game, but Spurs came out at us and battered us that day. Sevilla, when they came at us, we looked a bit shaky. If they come out at us, I can't wait for us to prove ourselves against that.
Yeah.
We've come up against these low block sides, and we're starting to get to a place where we're creating more stuff, we're more inventive, we trust each other more on the pitch, I mean. And I want them to come out at us, and I want us to just go, no, we're going to control the midfield like we've done to them many a time. The one where we beat them when we were 4-0 up in 20 minutes. They came at us and we went, no, we're controlling the midfield. Yeah. And
this is I agree with you. I think that's key to where this game is going to be won. I think if they play Granit Xhaka and Jack Wilshere like they've played in the last couple of games in the midfield, I think that's ours for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure about the possession side of things. Mm. I think we'll see Liverpool counter-attack, and I think you'll see that type of Liverpool performance, the one that we've not seen very often. We've seen it in bits and pieces during games. I think it'll be the game plan. Use that space, use that big pitch, use the fact that they've got no atmosphere in the stadium, and just kill them on the counter.
There's a few options, isn't there? I mean, you go back to Troy Deeney very publicly this season, gave away the game plan, the game plan that everyone's always known about Arsenal. But you go in, for me, you go in, you get in the faces in the first 15. Yeah. If you manage to get a goal, absolutely perfect. Yeah. And then you've got the counter at your disposal. And that's what we saw at Anfield. Think about that Mo Salah breakaway for the goal. Yeah. That's what we're able to do against teams that are looking to put pressure on us.
Yeah.
Ideal world scenario.
Well, I just want us to stifle Sanchez. We go in and just leave a bit on him. Literally just go, all right, there you go. You're in a game of football, because he's not reacted well to that this season. He's not been very good this season. And don't get me wrong, he's a fantastic player. You give him an opportunity, he's going to score it. And
I don't like the talk around Alexis Sanchez. Yeah. Like Ian Wright talking about how he's basically down tools and he's not happy with his work.
Not before the game, though.
No, exactly.
If that's the game for him to come back, that is the one that puts his price a bit higher, makes his wage for the next club he goes to that bit higher. And look, maybe he's not as cynical as that. Maybe he's thinking, I just want to win over the Arsenal fans again. But there are many, many things that could be gotten for him by having a good performance in that game. So we've got to be careful.
I think one good thing for me, potentially, Giroud picked up an injury in midweek playing in the League Cup. And it's more, he plays a lot against us. Yes, they start him quite a lot, and Jürgen Klopp has gone to great lengths to stress this. But for me, what he's been getting used as is really dangerous, because we are terrible. We, you know, the amount of points we give away from winning positions, and how many late goals, demoralising goals we've conceded still. Not having him as that last late option, you know, 10, 15 minutes to go to pump balls in, could be a big thing. All that being said, you know, Danny Welbeck back. I'm no great Danny Welbeck fan, but we know he's got pace. We know he can cause problems.
Yeah. And he works hard for them. Exactly. He tries to win the ball back. Exactly. Out of the pitch.
And look, Alexander Lacazette. Let's not get past that. I think we all talked at length about Lacazette because he's been linked with Liverpool for so long. He's a tremendous player. I think that we were all wondering why hadn't he secured that big move by the age that he's at. Well, you know what? He's done it. And he's actually, even though he's not probably perfectly fitted into what Arsene Wenger does or how he plays, He's still getting goals. He's still very much a goal threat as well. So, look, it would be stupid of us to think, you know, look, it's bravado. When you go back to the start, you're saying, like, you know, we're better than them. Look, we're better than them because we finished above them in the league. We're better than them because we're a Champions League team and they're a Europa League team. If the roles were reversed, and the roles have been reversed more often than not in the last, you know, 10 years, definitely, the thinking would change. But as you say, this game is about Liverpool putting a marker down and reminding not just Arsenal of their place, but reminding the league that we're not here because we've just had a run of easy fixtures. Yeah. We're here because we deserve to be where we are.
They say that we're a Champions League side, the Europa League. They're Champions League quality. Let's not, of course. And that, but I know what you mean. But so when the last season,
what we need to do is get in. And this is what you were kind of saying, Chris. We need to remind their fans. We need to play into the fears of their fans.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, because they have to drink the Kool-Aid. They have to buy into the notion that the points total that Arsenal got last season, 9 times out of 10, gets them the top four place.
Yeah. Sides are getting more points than that, so that's not good enough.
You know, they have to buy. We have to make all their fears real. Yeah. That they are actually, that's the level that they are. They are a level below that, and you know, the best way to do that is to go out and win a game of football at the Emirates.
What I meant before though is we're in the round of 16 and we're coming up against Porto, we're coming up against these big teams because we are one of them big teams now. And look, that's why I'm confident, because absolutely, I know we can perform.
Well, that's the point. It's not arrogance, it's not confidence for us. It's confidence based on the fact that Liverpool have scored loads of goals. We've got the top goal scorer in the Premier League.
We're ahead of them in the league. We finished higher than them last season.
Exactly.
Our front four is fearsome, just like theirs is, but we're a better side. Just show them.
And again, it's about down to proving it. We will be doing our preferred 11s in a moment, but before we do, quick reminder to everyone that we've just completed Exclusives Week on the Red Men TV. Now, the exclusives don't stop there, of course, but we had interviews with some fantastic people: Joel Matip, Jordan Henderson, Joe Gomez, Peter Moore, Kenny Dalglish, and a whole host more. So if you want to check out those, go to theredmentv.com. Or if you want the short link, it's bit.ly/RMTV in caps, and then lowercase join. Get involved. Anyway, gents, preferred 11s. Let's see what you got. Tom, going mad with his weird...
It's red and black.
Isn't red and black, yeah.
Manulay dominating.
Yeah. Mig.
I was like, oh yeah, I'll write him. Oh no, I can't fit Wijnaldum, Lovren, any of the players in the dealer.
Okay, interesting. Chris is the only one who's gone for a slightly different variation on the back four. We'll come to the goalkeeper in a second. You've gone for Milner at left back, Chris?
I have, yeah. Listen, I like Robertson. I think he's been good the last couple of games. This is a huge game of football, and I just feel like for me, I would put James Milner in there. I think, you know, coming up against what will probably be Alex Iwobi, he's having a good season again. I feel like that's a place where they could get at us with Andy Robertson there. And, you know, we saw from when Milner came on against Spartak that he can still give us something down that wing as well. I mean, he got 3 assists in that game.
Yeah.
I just like his professionalism, and I trust him to do a job for me in the back four.
Yeah, again, like preference-wise, I'd prefer Moreno at left back, but it's not. Yeah. But it's very much not an option at the moment. So I think Robertson will do me. It's weird because, Tom, in the space of a week, I've gone from, I feel like we've seen the limit of his abilities, to being back to being okay. He's absolutely fine. Chris is dead right. It's a massive test for Robertson. Yeah. There's only one way to find out whether he's good enough to play in these big games. True.
And look, I'd rather have Milner on the bench, ready, whether to come on in the mid or come on at left back if Robertson's having a mare. Because, I mean, obviously you could put Milner there next to Clavan and then just switch it around, put him in the mid and then Robertson on off the bench. I don't know, I think Robertson has proven he deserves another goal. He deserves a goal against a massive club, a big game.
Yeah. So we've all got Jordan Henderson anchor in the midfield. We've all got Jeannie Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
But Tom's gone for Adam Lallana.
Yeah, basically, you know how they played the other day and Hendo kept going forward a touch more? Mm-hmm. I think I want to see that. That's why I put them as the two.
Yeah.
I want Henderson to be able to go forward, and I want Jeannie to be just more responsible. Honestly, I really do.
I think, Chris, my thinking with your midfield is you've gone to dominate Arsenal's midfield there.
Yeah, I've gone for the same midfield that dominated them at Anfield. Mm-hmm. That was the midfield three that we played. We were at the time, we were all talking about it. Is it too industrious? Is there enough creativity in that? Well, we dominated that game. And we won it in the midfield, so I'm going to trust the same three players.
And is this why you've gone for Coutinho from the left? Yeah. To add that, like, creativity further up the pitch?
Exactly. So, listen, it's highly unlikely that this will be the case. I think, side point out just before we were filming, Manny missed the last game, so he's likely to come back in. But what I would do is play the guy who's playing better.
Yeah.
And Phil Coutinho is playing better than Sadio Mane.
Yeah.
So for me, I actually think it's a no-brainer. I think you do put Coutinho on that left-hand side. I'm not sure Klopp does that, but it's not his preferred 11, it's mine.
Well, I can't see a world where Coutinho, Salah, Mane, Firmino don't start this game. I think we've seen, he's rotated, I think, to allow himself to play the team for this game. I would, however, look, Tom, just to say, I know
he's on the wrong side. But...
Well, no, Mohamed Salah's not in your team.
He needs a break.
Maybe he does. But you know what? We play Swansea on Boxing Day.
I'm taking these teams for granted, and Tom doesn't.
No, I'm going to that Swansea game. I want Salah to get a hat trick. You know what I mean?
I like the notion of one of Salah or Mane on the bench.
Yeah.
To be fair, I like Salah's got to start because he's our main goal threat, isn't he? And you want to win. This game done. The reason why I think we go with that is because the idea is, like we saw in the week, you get the game won with your best foot forward, and then you bring off as many of your good players as possible. And, we ended up bringing Coutinho, Firmino and Salah off. That's what we always aim for, I think, in every single game. But imagine having Sadio Mane on the bench for 15 minutes, 20 minutes to go when the game's a bit stretched, they're getting a bit tired, bring him on to come and kill it off. I think
on the other side of it, though, you're saying he's our main goal threat. Imagine him coming off the bench, Mane tires them out, and then Salah comes on and batters them. I realise I didn't answer your Lallana question before. I want to see, look, he came on the other day, and he's probably not ready, but I really want to see him come in and just show us what we've been missing. He's so good, and we thought we've forgotten it, but we all know it. But I just want to see him.
No one's gone for Oxlade-Chamberlain to start this
he's
game.
He's on the bench ready. Now,
he's coming off for me. He's coming on for me, and he's scoring the winner in a 3-2 victory for Liverpool.
Ooh, wow!
Just to really stick it to him, listen, lads, he's good enough to beat Hughes, but he's not good enough to get in our first team.
That would be lovely. I mean, I'd rather him just score the fourth in a rout, but however it comes, the win is the win. Tom, score prediction?
4-1.
Whoa! Wow. Fucking hell! Without Salah on the side.
No, Salah's coming on off the bench. I told you.
Score 4.
No, I 4-1. I think. Look, it's away from home. We're not as compact at the back, let's say, and they're gonna give us a go. Yeah. But look, I think if we get one early, we'll just batter them.
I think this is where all the nerves and the fears come back in for me. I think we'll win, but I think how it goes will depend on how we open the first 20 minutes of the match. If we manage to by hook or by crook to go 2 goals up, I could see it being a demolition. But I feel like it'll be closer this one. I feel like they expect us to batter them.
Yeah.
A lot of their fans are very, very scared, and fair play to them. I worry that this might be a bit tight. This might be a 2-1er. It might be, maybe do they score the first goal? We score the first goal and they get back in it.
Yeah.
And then it'll be decided by whoever's able to take the game to the 94th minute or whatever to get that win. So I'll go with a 2-1 win to Liverpool. Let me know your score predictions in the comments below. Thank you very much to everyone who's watched. Just want to make everyone aware, we've got a YouTube Christmas special coming out on Saturday. Salah songs. And we're starting to look ahead to January transfers as well. So a little bit of something for everyone. Festive spirits. And hopefully everyone's in a boss mood after a Liverpool win, which would help with that. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to check out Chris's starting 11 prediction. And if you've got more amazing Redmen TV content to get you through the festive period, go to theredmentv.com, sign up. It's free for the first month. And then it's £5 a month thereafter. As always, I say, the best stuff we do is there. It's the stuff that makes this possible. So if you want to be a supporter of the channel, then go and sign up right now. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.